All right, hey guys, we're back onto the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I do want to say something real quick. The last episode uploaded to as a segment onto the Comics Casting Choices and Other Ideas podcast. So if you're wanting to see what we were just all talking about before this whole startup, go hunt down that and you'll find the latest podcast. Other than that, welcome back to the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm here with Dead Cookies, Uggster, and Mattman. And back to what we were talking about. And back to what we were talking about with the Marvel Netflix series.
Same Matt time, same Matt channel.
They're great. And
love it.
They've got some low points, like all shows really would. But I've got a bone to pick with Disney Plus, like I brought up earlier. Because of them, all of the shows have been canceled now. Including Punisher, which I know Disney isn't going to do anything with.
Well, it drives me insane. They did confirm that Deadpool will stay R-rated.
Yes, they did.
So there is a chance that...
Well, yeah, because that is making...
the Punisher in something. Big, you know, money.
Making money.
Yeah. But I just, you know... I was okay with them canceling Daredevil. I was okay with them canceling Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones. I was okay with all of that. But the Punisher was so good, and I didn't want to see it go. So it disappoints me to see that happen. You know, it was interesting because usually, like, Marvel is really good at making movies, and occasionally they're really good at making TV shows, and this is one of the few times. Whereas DC, horrible at making movies, they make some pretty damn good TV shows. But
and their animated movies, those are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I just watched Superman Doomsday and then Reign of the Superman.
I've seen that. Those are a good one.
Those
are
both pretty good. And they're actually pretty faithful to the original comic storyline.
I gotta say though, there's one DC-based movie that I'm actually somewhat excited for. And that is the new Shazam movie that's gonna be coming out. I've been seeing a lot of previews for it and it looks brilliant.
Yeah, the wife and I were talking about possibly going and catching that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good little thing. But,
we laughed pretty good at the trailer we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
And it's just good move, DC. Better than...
It'll be interesting to see where they go.
Have you seen Aquaman, man?
Not yet.
From my point, it's decent. I like it. It's better than what they did.
True.
Actually are going like what Marvel's doing. They're taking it from the beginning.
Well, hell, the freaking Wonder Woman movie was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, the Wonder Woman movie was great. But then it's like, I don't know where...
And ironically, where so far, that out of all the DC movies, ironically, that's the only one we still don't have a copy of.
But...
Yeah.
You know, because I got, Man of Steel, we got, got Suicide Squad, we got Batman vs. Superman, we got Justice League, but we have yet to pick up, either physically or digitally, Wonder Woman.
But, all right. And
frankly, that's, I think, the best one out of all the movies.
Yeah, and to move away from the tragedy that is DC, let's talk a little more about Marvel and go into the upcoming Marvel movie that's going to be amazing, Avengers Endgame. I am so... fucking excited for this movie.
But, not ready.
Oh, it's going to be very sad. Because it's...
Oh,
yeah, seeing...
I just want to let you guys know, we are not longer going to see Pepper Potts. Just letting you know.
Supposedly.
Just letting you
know.
I know.
There's been a lot of
I'm crying over it.
Oh, yeah.
Just sobbing.
The Iron Defender.
No.
Nope.
She canceled her contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
before she was going to be allowed
Remember one of your previous podcasts, you guys were talking about how, they'll lie in the trailers while there'll be something in the trailer that's not in the movie. A lot of times they do that just to not ruin a surprise.
Yeah, definitely.
They will film stuff like in the original trailer for Infinity War. It shows Hulk racing along with him in Wakanda.
And it also shows
Banner and the Hulkbuster.
And then it also shows he only has two or three of a...
Yeah, it doesn't show how many stones he's got.
So it's like, right now, with anything that comes out about Marvel, I am taking it with a grain of fucking salt.
Yeah.
I don't trust a single thing they say anymore. Yeah, so it's
and they did it, but they filmed both Infinity War and Endgame back to back.
Yeah.
So everybody was there, whether they were there or not.
They were there.
It's a pile of dust. Too soon?
No, no, not for me. I've been ruining these guys' lives with
There's this
one where it shows Jack Sparrow holding up the jar, and it shows Tony put Peter down. Exactly. Yeah, I showed him. He's like, I hate you.
Yeah, he's been sending me those all the time.
Oh yeah, it's very. That's your joke. I'm excited. Showed us something. Captain America gathering the team for Avengers 4.
It shows Captain America sweeping up
a bunch of dust.
But anyways, I'm excited to see the time travel concept come into play.
I am too.
Yeah, I did something. Yeah, I remember hearing about how because I didn't even really pay that much attention to it until after reading this. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, holy son of a bitch. When Strange forks over the time stone, it's glowing.
The time loop.
Nobody's actually touching it at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, Thanos even gives Strange kind of a funny look. You know, gives him a strange look. See what I did there? Oh! He looked at Doctor Strange, kind of strange.
Kind of strange.
We're
using our face names, aren't we?
Are you talking about the time loop theory?
In that case, I'm Spider-Man. Where he's, you know, it was like he sent the actual stone itself is in the future.
Yeah.
And whatnot, because
he created a time loop using the stone
that I didn't notice before until after. Well, I can't remember. Read something I think with one of the directors was that you could tell if Thanos was using
because it glowed
any one of the stones
because they glow.
That particular stone would glow and the effect would have that color, like on Nowhere when he does away with the fake thing.
Yeah.
It swipes away in red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's been a point of contention between me and a couple of my friends where the fight scene between Thanos and the Hulk, a couple of my friends keep on telling me.
That actually does kind of make sense thinking about it. That it's Loki in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, and I said, but it does kind of make, some stuff where it's just,
yeah,
where he's alone and he's trying to Hulk out, like when the Hulkbuster suit. Is he doing it for audience benefit?
I'm hoping
there are some weird things.
Does that mean Loki knows how to break the fourth wall,
or is it
just in case, like the computers Tony might be recording stuff?
That's kind of where I was.
The onboard AI might be recording it, so that way, so he still has to pretend why, and Hulk's resisting him, and the reason why he doesn't Hulk out is because he knows. Everybody knows what the Hulk's power skills
exactly.
at, what his set is, mm-hmm. And Loki, there's no way in hell Loki can pull that shit off,
And Thor would,
and you know even,
something because he has fought Hulk before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
actually, I believe the phrase has got his ass kicked by Hulk before.
Thor was winning.
What Uggster here is getting ready to say is like if it's not Loki, then what it could be is a Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes a little more sense to be Loki because he's one of the few people that would know that Bruce Banner is a big part of the Avengers. And my whole thing about why I think it is Loki is just because Loki would know that if he were to go to Earth and tell them about this oncoming threat,
they wouldn't believe him.
He would have to choose someone that they would believe. Mm-hmm. And Thor is way too easy of someone to come back at some point. And it's a lot harder to get Hulk back. And it was kind of like one of the things I brought up several times is like with the Heimdall sending Hulk back thing. That just didn't make sense to me. You're going to send Hulk back to Earth instead of your best friend who's literally in peril at this moment.
And
a lot of arguments are he's an Asgardian. He should die with his people. No, I'm sorry. Heimdall wouldn't do that. He would want to make sure that somebody would stop Thanos.
Plus, where's all the other people?
So,
from Ragnarok.
Well, supposedly they, Valkyrie and
they escaped.
Half
the Asgardian population got to go away. Imagine that. Half.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like Thanos been planning this the whole time.
So. But what I was going to talk about, though, is like with the fight scene between Hulk and Thanos is one of the things that people keep on saying is that the stone was glowing. No, it wasn't glowing. Yeah, I watched that scene meticulously.
Yeah.
I watched that scene over and over again. just so I could be sure. And like a lot of the scenes where people are bringing up is like, there's a light in the background. You know, you can see the light in the background. That's not the stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me insane, but yeah. It's
if the stone no glow,
it's no work.
But anyway, so like it's another thing.
Stone don't glow, you don't go.
But then to go back to the time loop theory with the Infinity Stone, with the time stone, one of the things is Doctor Strange even says that the amulet protects it from all magic. And that he's able to materialize the stone through magic. That doesn't add up to how the amulet works. Even if it is him doing it, it shouldn't be able to do that, because he isn't the one that made the amulet. He can use the amulet,
well,
but
he is the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but still,
he may have a, you know, get out of plot hole jail free card.
I just don't think it is.
I'm here to bargain, okay?
I do believe that he did eventually get out.
Slaps his head on Darth Maul's head. I'm here to bargain.
But I definitely see it being a time loop thing where he. Takes the time stone from the future.
Wife got the mix off a little off on that one.
Takes the time stone from the future and brings it back in time to himself, and then gives it to Thanos, setting off all the events. And just to point out, one of the things that me and my friends argue about constantly is whose fault it was that Thanos got the stone. And a lot of people blame Star-Lord because he had his little bitch fit moment.
But
I will say reasonable. That he was reasonable. In the wrong.
Reasonable.
Yes, it is reasonable, but he was still in the wrong, but he wasn't the only fuck-up there. And even if he was, like Dr. Strange said, there was only one timeline that they ever won in.
Out of, you know, what, 14 million and three?
14,506, I think. See if that's... Nope, I missed a couple zeros there. 14 million five.
What are you looking for?
I can't remember. I can't remember. Hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what the exact number was for... How
you
many...
You're gonna be good. You're gonna be good?
No.
Okay, good.
Here it is. 14. Okay, that's not the exact number. It is 14 million, but I can't remember. All right. Anyways, move on. It was over 14 million timelines, and he only saw one ending with them winning.
One way that they won.
So no matter what, Star-Lord had to do that moment so that they won.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why Doctor Strange didn't stop him.
And what you were saying, it was glowing, so he knew what he was doing.
So there's a lot of things that just don't add up with that whole scene. And, you know, it's like Dr. Strange said, that when it comes down to it, if he has to protect the stone or save one of them, he's protecting that stone. And yet, he saved Tony by giving up the stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
so it had to happen that way. Now, there were a couple other things, like, my old thing is, like, if Scarlet Witch had just killed Vision... Or if they had thought of all this sooner, which is another reason why I don't think Bruce Banner is Bruce Banner, is because I think he's smart enough to realize that they can do that. Loki might not be, but I think Bruce would have figured it out.
Oh yeah, probably.
And it almost seemed like they were kind of giving a wink to the audience, being like, "Why didn't you think of that?"
It wasn't in the script for me to think of that.
But
I wasn't supposed to do that.
So, but no, I'm excited to see where Avengers Endgame goes, and I'm so excited to finally see Ronin. Oh, that's gonna be amazing!
Like, holy shit! Before I can even say anything to my wife, but that's you know, Hawkeye as Ronin. He already turned around, and had the mask.
Yeah.
Son of a gun!
Well, that ruins that.
Oh yeah, I was so excited because like we. That has been something fans have been wanting to see for years now.
Oh, yeah, we've just been...
Ever since Jeremy Renner first showed up as Ronin, it's like... Or as Hawkeye. Like, show us Ronin.
Me and you, YouTube, were watching Avengers and we were talking about it.
Yeah, we were talking about Ronin.
When can we see that?
Yeah. And So, like, I'm really happy that we're finally getting to see that, especially with it being a send-off movie for all of the original Avengers, you know, because it sounds like a lot of that. I think Scarlet Witch is staying around so she can do Black Widow. I think a couple of the other actors are still sticking around, but I know that Robert Downey Jr. is done. Evans is done. Hemsworth might be done. He's willing to renew his contract. But
we don't know.
We don't know yet. It's a
part of this. I'm hoping.
Part of his stipulations for Ragnarok was to lose the wig.
Yeah.
That's why he got the haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's definitely not. I'm glad they...
So you copied my look. With the iPad, huh? Oh, man. Guardians of the Galaxy. I was so fucking stoked when I found out that that was the incarnation they were going to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that they kind of like shouted out the original with the
Yondu.
Yondu and the Ravengers.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. That was interesting. I like to see that.
Are they still doing a like a
And they actually had other actual characters sounds like in the second one.
Yeah. The Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, there's been off.
There's been off.
Ving Rhames is Charlie 27.
Yeah. There's rumors that there's actually going to be a spinoff based on those.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on Sylvester Stallone's character and all that.
That'll the original.
Yeah.
There's also some rumors that...
I was disappointed, though, that they didn't have Cosmo.
I would have...
Well, they as a member of the team.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
Not as a cameo, like with Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this on the podcast, but I can't remember. Everyone's talking about Beta Ray Bill not being in the movies.
Yeah,
but he was.
Yeah, thing has the statue on him. But
no, it's, I don't. He, no,
but I don't.
No, he was in the movie.
Him in the collector's cage.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't. Once I got a chance to.
Didn't I show you?
Hold on. No, we were looking at other.
And then they showed looking at videos.
Hold on. Like, it's not, like, you can't tell it, you can't just straight up say it's him because he's facing away.
But
it's
or at least
him.
A member of his species.
Oh, okay. No, it's definitely him. He's even wearing a cape and shit. And...
Okay, that's not a good one. Let me come back down to this.
Oh, well, no, go down. Where? One more.
Okay. Yeah, there it is. Right there. You got the skin, you got the cape. Like, you can't
he looks like
say
he's
that
holding
it's him.
An axe.
You can't say that it is him.
But
it seems very much like they are hinting towards that being him.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the collector's exhibit being destroyed.
No.
What?
No, because that's not a cape. That's a whole suit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost thinking that might be...
There. I personally believe that is, but it might be someone else.
Mop head?
In the background.
And I'm almost thinking that might have been.
No, that wasn't Beta Ray Bill.
I think it might have been. Maybe supposed to be a nod to Adam Warlock.
Ooh.
But I know they have his cocoon.
Yeah.
Is in there, but he's coming in Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just saying that apparently the director said that is not Beta Ray Bill, but that...
Aww.
I mean, that's definitely not Adam Warlock, though.
Well, it could have been an Easter egg, just like they had his cocoon in there, too.
Yeah. Personally, though, I personally think that is Beta Ray Bill, but like I said, that's a personal thing. I would like that, just because then that would be a little bit of an Easter egg towards him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, the way he's looking down in that way, makes it look
but
like he's...
But, yes, we're...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be moving cool. on.
Scar Temple? Is that what it would be?
What?
I want to see the statues.
Hmm.
Or the monument. That's not it. It's a car, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not the spelling. I think it's... I can't remember if it's A-A... K...
Hold on. All right. Thor. Temple. I don't know if it's a temple, but this. So like, there's a couple of different things in here, like man thing. Man thing. I'm trying to find a clear image. There we go. There's the Bitter Bill, Man Thing. Where is he? Man Thing. There's a two-headed
Ares.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I wish there was something a bit more zoomed in on it.
What was the other guy's name?
I can't remember. But yeah, there's a lot of gladiators that you heard from in the original comic books with Hulk as a gladiator, Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
What trailer? Oh, they're saying that there's a lot more in there. Gotcha. But yeah, so it was. There's a lot of
well, that whoever that was.
Yeah, isn't
it
there?
It was replaced by Man Thing there, and they put Hulk up there where Man Thing currently is.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah.
What they're saying right there is Hulk probably beat Man Thing.
Well, no, because it looks more like Man Thing was probably beat by one of the two down there, and then those two were beat by. And then, yeah, because it seems like it's a build up kind of thing.
Yeah. Power system.
Well, that you can see the all the other faces on there look different, too, as far as their color and shape. And... Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and so I just want to point that out. It's like, obviously, Beta Ray Bill is somewhere in the MCU's universe because that is his, monument, statue, whatever. So that's interesting. One thing that we were getting onto earlier, since we're kind of running out of topics on Marvel that we haven't already beat to death.
Yeah.
One thing we were talking about earlier, getting very nostalgic about over, was Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Shattered Grid and, how nostalgia glasses tend to fog over some less than pleasant images.
Start to turn kind of, everything's kind of a pinkish color. The lenses of tinted rose.
Yeah. But I think the one thing we can all agree on is no matter what, Tommy Oliver is still the greatest Power Ranger.
Yeah.
No argument there. It's he is the top contender of Power Rangers, and I'm worried but still excited to see where they go with the character in this new franchise, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they do some updates with the look of the franchise because I don't agree with a lot of the choices they made.
Yeah.
I'm just gotta go in there and watch, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing with a lot of their choices. Is there any shows that you guys want to bring up at all? Any of that?
We're speaking of like Netflix shows about Marvel. Have you gotten able to watch the Umbrella Academy?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I have read the comics. It's been a while since I've read them, but I remember that I liked them.
I have this weird vibe. I haven't watched it yet, and that's just because I have this weird...
It gives a weird vibe
to me. It feels like it's a...
I binge-watched the whole season.
What if the X-Men were more vulgar kind of thing? I don't know. It's a weird...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what the premise was.
It's
created by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that was
rich billionaire, adventurous.
So I'm surprised my daughter's
into
it.
Searching out to find these kids that were born on the same day at the exact same time to parents, a mom that wasn't.
And apparently there were like 40 of them, and he got
seven.
Eight or yeah, seven. Yeah, seven. But. Yeah, none of us really have a chance to watch it besides him. So, it looked like you were kind of thinking of something.
I have no idea now.
No?
Senility has kicked in. That is
sorry. Yeah.
So, let's see. We got to talk about Marvel. We got to talk about DC, Star Wars, Transformers. Ooh. It's been a very well-filled-in podcast. And we're coming up on now about an hour and a half.
Yeah, this one and the last one.
Which is... Damn near as long as some. I gotta say that Mattman over here brought up an interesting little thing, and that's our very first podcast seems to have doubled over itself.
Really?
Where
yeah,
it'll play through all the way up until the end.
Oh yeah,
and then it'll repeat, and then it starts all over again. And it's all in the same file.
So I'm not sure what happened there with our podcast, but, you know.
That's on them.
I will, since it seems like we're getting kind of to a wrapping up point where we've talked about everything and we're running out of ideas now.
We all think of more shit as soon as you stop recording.
Oh, yeah, as soon as we stop.
As soon as we're going to, yeah, we're done. I'll be like, oh!
I do want to say I would like to do this again at some point, you know, bring you back in at some point and do another one of these. This is really nice, having a guest show up. And, yeah.
And we're, you know, we can actually throw in some other stuff and start doing.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of doing other things, here soon, hopefully, we'll be getting some microphones so they'll pick up voices better than our phone. Which
be clearer.
What?
I know.
Which
you want your audience to actually hear what you're saying?
I mean,
exactly what you're saying, and not just
have
to go.
I have that kind of voice that, you know, not good for radio.
I do gotta admit though, the cell phone has been.
That guy told the other guy he loves his mother. Oh wait, that's not what he said.
It's been nice though because the cell phone hasn't actually been doing too bad. It's been having some little issues, but for the most part, it's been doing pretty good at picking up the audio of everyone, and that's nice. But we just want to try and update ourselves slowly. And, like, we're going to get new mics here soon. I'm hoping to get a camera so I can start recording the podcast and uploading that onto YouTube and stuff. And that would be nice. We're still working on getting, like, a background setup and stuff and all that.
Other stuff.
Slowly we're going to start updating our whole feel of the podcast and getting a more flowing vibe to it. But... Oh, and we've recently made a Facebook page for the podcast. And
thanks, Matt. Man.
This will be
save the day again.
This will be
no
the,
problem, citizen.
We'll be sharing the Facebook page here soon on all of our accounts to try and get out there, and then I'll be uploading links to each podcast to each to the Facebook page every chance. Every time we make a podcast, I'll update it and get more. Hopefully that'll get more people to come in to listen to us, and it'll be easier for people to find us that way. So,
and feedback to correct those nerds.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
We need it,
and I understand that, especially with not having the mics yet and not having them set up. There will be times whenever you think we're wrong or we said something wrong, but then it just the mic didn't catch it quite right or something. Like,
or we're just. Dumb.
Like the whole Novak versus Nomad thing. Which is kind of interesting, because like right after that, like I was looking up Novak. I was like, why do you think I was talking about Novak? There is actually a comic book letterer named Jim Novak. So that was an interesting little tidbit that I learned was, yeah, there is a Novak related to comic books. So that was nice.
Yeah, Dead Cookie had fun.
But anyways, so yeah, we got a Facebook page here soon. We're going to be getting
crumbled.
We're going to get more and more social media networks. We're going to try and do like an Instagram thing. It's
We're going to be on Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to try and do we're going to be doing Twitter.
Well, if we do that, remember, no nipples.
Damn, man.
But yeah, no, I feel like Mattman over here is going to become a bit of a recurring character. It's nice to have someone else pop in from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm old.
Wow. Recurring. Wow.
Yeah.
Other than us, wow. You're,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just got to go out. You just fire me now, Lane.
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm going to bed. All
right. But anyways, with that being said, you know, just expect a little bit of updating to happen coming forward.
Time. It's just a rough, slow start.
It is a slow start, but everyone's got to start somewhere, and this is a nice...
Oh, yeah.
It's been a surprisingly good beginning, actually. we've been getting a lot more listeners than I was anticipating. Like, I was expecting maybe one or two people showing up, but no. We're getting, I think each playlist gets about 10 listens.
Woo!
That's about the rough majority of what we get. So it's nice to... See that.
Did you hear that too?
I don't know what that was. Sorry, someone outside honked and it was weird.
It sounded like someone was standing right outside the window talking.
Just like a.
But yeah.
Pointing and laughing at us nerds.
They're just jealous.
I've heard that standing in line for a movie.
I heard that from my mom.
So to give this a neat little wrap up, I just want to thank everyone that is listening. And thank any future listeners to come back to listen to this cringy little podcast.
It's full of cringe.
You guys are the greatest.
It's been really nice to see something, because hopefully soon...
And it stays cringy, even in milk.
Oh. Here soon, we'll be hoping to start making YouTube videos, too. So, check that out. We'll be
YouTube can be on the tube.
Yes. Oh, that just sounds like...
Oh, gosh.
Sounds disgusting.
We'll bring
this just
up...
sounds like another part of the internet we don't want to be.
Yeah, no. With that being said, thank you guys for listening.
This is the dark side of the dark web.
Oh, no. We have kidneys.
But yeah, no, thank you guys for listening. This has been the Virtual Leftovers Podcast with YouTube Junkie.
Dead Kidneys.
Uggster.
Matman.
All right. Thank you and good night.
Good night.